Now, we come to the section where we have the inhibition of the new man. The inhibition of the new man. The church now is to walk as a new man in the world. Now, before there was to be the exhibition. The church is to be an extrovert, to witness, to manifest in the light. Now, the church also has inhibitions. And inhibitions are important. The little child doesn't have inhibitions. And the church is not to be like a little baby all the time and manifest itself as a baby. It is to grow up and develop some inhibitions. You know, there are just certain things you don't say at times, you know. But a little child would say them. And I told a story, I think, about going and visiting with some people, and oh, they were church members, and they put on quite a performance. How pious they were and religious they were. And then we sat down at the table and they called on me for the blessing. And I returned thanks. And a little fellow was sitting there in a high chair. I think he's about maybe 3 years old. A little fellow, he looked around, you know, and he turned to his mom. He says, what'd he do? He had no inhibition. They just didn't return thanks there very often. Little fellow didn't know. Now, the church, though, is to have inhibitions because it's to mature and to grow up. Now, will you notice the process that he gives? But to each of us was given the grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now, if you'll notice here that he's given to believers gifts, and this is a section again on gifts. We have it in Romans, the 12th chapter. We have it here in this 4th chapter of Ephesians. And then we've already seen it in 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. That actually is the larger section on gifts. Now he's saying here that believers are to give diligence to maintain the unity of the Spirit, you see. And how are we to do that? And that does not mean that each is to be a carbon copy of the other. It's not me too proposition. Each believer is given a gift so that he may function in the body of believers in a particular way. Now, let me come back and say something that we said in 1 Corinthians 12. Gifts are given to individuals that they might exercise that gift in the body of believers, because they are a member of the body. And as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, he says that to everyone there is this manifestation of the Spirit, and it's given to profit withal, which means simply this. A gift is the Spirit doing something through the believer. And he's doing it not for the private devotions of the individual, but he's doing it in the body of believers to build up the body, that is, for the profit of the body. Now, no gift is given to an individual to develop you spiritually. It's given to you to function in the body of believers that you might benefit and bless the church. When I hear someone say today, and I've had many letters like this, oh, Dr. McGee, we do not speak in tongues in the church. We do it for our private devotions. I can say to you categorically from the Word of God, you're dead wrong. A gift was given to profit the church, and you have no right to selfishly use it for your own profit. In fact, the matter is it's not a gift if it's being used that way. A gift is that you are a member of the body, and every member of my body is to function for a very definite reason. Imagine this morning when I came down to the study. Imagine my eyes saying, well, we are sleepy today. We'll stay home. You go on down. And they'd say, we want to have our devotions. Well, I want to say to you, friend, I couldn't get along down here without my eyes. I need them in making this tape. And my legs brought me down here. My eyes are looking at the page of Scripture. And my tongue is cooperating a little, I hope. And I hope my brain is. So that, you see, it's when you're exercising a gift, you're benefiting the church. Now, that is the thing that is quite obvious here. Each believer is given a gift so that he may function in the body of believers in a particular way. And when he does, the body functions, and that's where you get the unity of the Spirit. Together with this gift is given, you see, the grace to exercise it in the power and fullness of the Spirit of God. Now, each believer functioning in his peculiar sphere, he produces a harmony, as does each member of the human body. Now, when one member of my body suffers, Paul says all of it suffers. And therefore, when you will not function, exercise your gift in the body, you just throw us all out of tune.